Let's get to Jay Ford. He's online. We better get to him. Morning to you, Jay.
Hi, Andrew.
Mate, we're just talking to Brett Kavanagh about Star Boy in race one, and we've got the three scratchings at the moment, 2, 7, and 11. You've got some thoughts about riding the way you'll ride the horse today?
With a few of the scratchings coming out now, we sort of thought we might ride him with a sit, but we might have to rethink that with a bit of the speed coming out. Mm. But, you know, he's a nice horse. He hasn't raced for a long time, and Brett's obviously got the country championships in mind. So looking forward to him returning today.
Yeah, good morning, Jay. Thanks for joining us here. Brett was just saying to us before he needs to work out whether he's a 1,000-metre sprinter or a 1,400-metre horse. He believes he's more the latter and potentially country championships, as you mentioned. You rode him in his last two wins back in the autumn at Warwick Farm and a Highway in that strong scone sprint when he was far too good. What's your opinion of Star Boy?
Yeah, look, I really like him. He's been very consistent in his short career and shown good promise. I think he's definitely, you know, he'll definitely run you 1,200. Mm-hmm. I think 1,400, well, he's got to show us that he can, but, you know, Brett's going to give him every chance to do that. And like he said, he's on the path towards the country championships and, you know, he's a promising horse, and it's good to see him returning in a metropolitan benchmark race, because we'll be able to get a good line of where he's at and how he's going.
Absolutely, yeah. Busy afternoon for you, Jay. You've had a good week. Winners at Canterbury, Musselbrook and Gosford the last 3 days. 9 rides this afternoon, Jay, and you open with Star Boy. Race 2, Biodynamic. This is a horse that once ran in an English Derby. Probably fair to say we haven't seen the best of him down here yet.
Yeah, certainly. You know, he's showed glimpses of form and never been too far away from the action. Mm-hmm. And I just think obviously he's going to get back a bit from that alley. Obviously the stablemate's probably going to be the one to beat on paper. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, they look very evenly matched. So if he can put his best foot forward, I can't see why he couldn't be pretty competitive in this highway.
Fair enough. Race 3, Jay, this horse always puts his best foot forward, seeking glory. Gee, he's consistent. I know there's that slight question mark about him going to 1,200 metres today. What's your gut feel?
I think that's what he's looking for, to be honest. He's come back in really good order. Each of his runs has been fantastic. So I think he's shown us every indication this preparation that he's looking for 1,200, possibly 1,300. Mm-hmm. So I've got no qualms about him running out the distance, and he finds himself in a very winnable race, I thought. And, you know, it'd be nice to see him break through, because the owners have been very patient with him. He got injured and was out for a long time, and you know, he's come back and been very consistent, and he's knocking on the door.
He had that year off with a suspensory, didn't he, Jay? But his last 10 starts now, he hasn't missed the place. He's won 4 of those. You'd love to own him, because he just puts himself up there in the contest every time.
Yeah, he's a great horse. You know, he's just a really good bread and butter horse, and he's got a good bunch of owners, and, you know, they enjoy him racing. And like you said, he's such a consistent animal, so I don't think you can ask much more from him.
Exactly, yeah. In race 4, Jay, one of your better rides on the day is Tory Joy. She's a monster of a mare, and that was a really tough win at the Kenzo last start.
Yeah, she's a big girl. She's been going really well, and she's stepping up to the Saturday grade, and she's been racing very well this preparation, so... like you said, she's a big girl. She can get quite keen middle stages of her races, but I think the draw is probably a positive for her, because she can probably afford to just let her be and get into a nice rhythm and let her bowl along wherever she's most comfortable.
Yeah, I haven't seen too many 1,500-metre starts on the course proper at Randwick before, Jay.
No, yeah. I had the second look at that. I thought for a second there we must be at Rose Hill, but it's a bit unusual, isn't it?
You look at that long run of the first turn, though, from that start. So that, as you said, gives it every chance just to roll across. Probably one of the most interesting runners today, Jay, is your man in race 5, the summer sprint, and that's Frolic, who nearly 2 years ago beat She Will Reign in the Riesling Stakes, ran second to that filly in the Golden Slipper. She hasn't won for a long time, but... gee, I think there's been some encouraging signs in a couple of recent trials, Jay.
Yeah, certainly. Her trials have indicated that, you know, she's getting somewhere back to where she was, and she resumes, although in 1,000, probably a little bit short for her, but she's got the perfect surface for her. I would like to think, you know, she's the class runner of the race, and if she turns up anywhere near finding some of that form as an early two-year-old, you would think she's going to be almighty hard to beat. Yeah. So, like you said, she's been out of the winner's circle for a long time, and she's had her issues over the past season or so, but it'd be good to see her get back to the races and run well.
Yeah, no, she's a talented mare. Solo Mission, these staying races, gee, they're tough. Any number of chances in this big field, and he's certainly one of them, your mount, Solo Mission, race six.
Yeah, big field, as you said. I think he's going along well, this fella. I rode him the other day, and he got back and ran on strongly behind Naval Warfare, and finds himself in quite a winnable race, I thought. Very even race. Yeah. He'll probably pick 5 or 6 and maybe still miss the winner, but he's certainly one of the main chances in the race.
Absolutely. And you picked up the ride on a very much in-form mare this prep in Sweet Deal. John Thompson's got her absolutely flying. Just missed that winning hat-trick 2 weeks ago when edged out by a redouble at Randwick, but looks really hard to beat here in race 7.
Yeah, certainly. She's in great form at the moment. And like you said, it was just a bob of the heads the other day to make it 3 in a row. So very similar race today, and she'll roll forward and put herself somewhere in the first half of the field, and she gives herself every chance. So she looks like she's going to be right in it again today.
Your ride in race 8 really interests me, Jay. Eagle Bay, like, he hasn't shown anything really since coming across from New Zealand in 6 starts for the Wallace Stable, but resuming today, and that recent trial where you rode him, he could have won that trial easily. He was cruising down the centre of the track there.
Yeah, certainly. Obviously, his first preparation, last preppy, he come over with a few wraps on him, and that started quite short in the market many times, but it didn't, for whatever reason, deliver. But I can only go off what I rode the other day, and he trialled very strongly. So, look, he'll probably get back a little bit. He's drawn wide and probably over a distance that is short of his best, but if he closes off like he did in his trial, I'd expect him to be running on fairly strongly.
Yeah, no, he's a definite chance, I think, at good each-way odds. And in the last, So You Win, wearing the Winx colours, you will be today, Jay, and I think he put the writing on the wall last start at Randwick, and stepping up to the 1,800, that's ideal for him this afternoon.
Yeah, I think it's perfect for him, and he likes a bit of sting out of the ground as well, and presenting third up at 1,800, I think, is a positive for him. Big field, he's drawn wide, he'll probably get back a touch, but hopefully the speed will be genuine. And I rode him 2 back and he closed off well, and then last start he closed off strongly again. So I think it sets up for him to run really well today.
Hey Jay, you're giving us a terrific praise here about all 9 of your chances today. The best, Jay?
I actually think something like Seeking Glory. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in Starboy. But probably Tory Joy is on form is probably my best ride of the day.
No, terrific. Hey, Jay, thanks for joining us this morning, and the best of luck on a busy afternoon for you at Randwick.
Thanks, guys.